For nearly 1 week now, students have had mixed emotions concerning the potential move of the theater from its current location of over 50 years to the church on North Street in order to aid the PA program with more classroom space. WRKC station manager Sarah Cinto has the details from last night's meeting.
The seats and risers of the George P. Maffei Theater were filled last night, but not for a play or production. After students received word of plans to convert the theater space into classrooms for the physician assistant program, members of the King's administration appeared to answer questions and hear concerns about the theater's projected move to the abandoned church on North Street for the accommodation of classrooms. Fred Pettit, Director of Institutional Advancement, Dr. Nick Holodick, and Dr. Joseph Yvonne of Academic Affairs, and Chief Financial Officer John Loyack stood before the Forum of Students to explain the move. Dr. Holodick explains the decision, and Fred Pettit sees the benefits for both programs.
We are looking to expand the PA program. That's going to bring more students in. And we also have the opportunity to get a new venue for the theater.
The college could have certainly looked at only a place to put the PA program and not given any thought anywhere else. The administration sees this as a double win, and we recognize the disruption. We recognize it's going to be very difficult. But for the future of the college and the future of other students who are involved in both programs, it will be a win for both. And so when people are trying to get us to prioritize, I mean, obviously, we're not here to do that. We're here to talk about why we think it's a great plan for both groups.
Dr. Holodick explained the future of the theater space.
We're looking to put two classrooms in here and a possible cadaver lab down the road. That won't be for the fall, but we want the space available. But definitely for two classrooms in here, because in an original plan, we were looking at taking classrooms out of the Mulligan wing. And then part of that plan was to put classrooms in the Gold Room, and they wouldn't have been ideal. We need two large classrooms for PA, and this would be ideal for it.
The theater will be relocated to the church on North Street, which is in need of renovation. Loyack elaborated on the plan, which is slated for completion by the end of the fall 2013 semester.
The goal is to have a fully functioning theater. I'm just the first work that has to happen is, yes. Right, we have to get the building torn down and behind it, that's already done. Next is roof repairs, that'll be the next phase. Then we'll go through heating, ventilation, and electrical. That'll be the next phase. And then we'll get into building improvement design and equipment. That'll be the last phase. But the goal is to have that all done within the window, God willing.
The current plan, however, could leave students involved with theater without a place to work during the fall semester. Some questioned whether other empty classroom spaces could be utilized for the PA program during construction of the new theater venue. Dr. Holodick answered their concerns.
Part of the problem is the students that will be coming in that we've already recruited, that we need two larger classrooms.
What about the students you already have? What about them? What if no major takes precedence over the other, why inconvenience theater where they have everything set up and everything they need to put in something that may recruit students? They need this. They need this. What they have right now is everything they need.
And there are other classrooms, I would imagine.
What about Burke?
We would not be able to fit the students in that. We need for 75 students.
Why not Burke? Why can't
Burke is going to be used. They need room for 150 students every 6 weeks.
Loyack assured students that the administration considered every option before deciding.
Yeah, we looked at several options before we had a plan A that just included the PA program. When there was some indication of interest in using the church as the theater from the theater department, that got expanded for the type of classroom that the PA program needs. A space like this is optimal. The fact that it'll be integrated with the rest of the PA activity is optimal, and we think that the theater on the hill is optimal for the theater program. So for that reason, it quickly rose to the top of the list of alternatives.
Students expressed excitement about the long-term potential of the theater's move, but were still troubled about plans for the fall semester, including junior Amy Brown, freshman Natalie Pasilio, and junior Stephanie Burke.
We're all just concerned at this point about how it feels like, as paying customers of the school, we haven't been accurately receiving what we're paying for, and also that by some of the way that things were happened, like walking into classes and the rumor mill, that we have been blatantly disrespected as a major. We've been treated like an extracurricular activity. Yeah.
You have no idea how excited we are about this church. We are so excited. All of us are. I'm over the moon about it, and it's going to be great once it happens, but in that interim, we're without a classroom, and like, we can get a venue, and that's great, but it's not this venue, and it's not what they need to graduate. Like, you're not giving us any assurance. And like Sean said, this meeting was supposed to make us feel better as students. I am more afraid now, actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm sorry. I don't think it's anything you're saying, but it's everything you're not saying. It's all the details we're not being given. We're terrified because we don't know. It's not knowing that's making us terrified, and we have no assurances, and we're just. What can you do to address that?
Many students who are graduating next semester and have to worry about that capstone that has to do with the college production, it's the idea that, well, I feel like the ground's been taken out from under me. It's not that we're trying to attack anybody. It's not that anybody's attacking us. It's we're all trying to collaborate, and it's just hard when some of the things are going to hit. Some of the points, like you're going to have financial issues. You're going to have construction issues. It's not that we're getting attacked. It's that we're trying all together, although we're separate departments, we're going to butt heads. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to happen. As a senior next year, yeah, I'm gung-ho about new places to do theater, but I am kind of still scared about my capstone. We are not getting attacked. It's just got to work out, but maybe not the time frame.
Since last night's meeting, King's College has released a statement saying a final decision on the PA and theater expansions is, quote, contingent upon developing an adequate plan for interim theater program operations while the project is under construction, end quote. Tune in to WRKC's Monarch Minutes on Sunday at noon to hear the full meeting between students and administration on this issue. For WRKC News at 5, I'm Sarah Cinto.
WRKC's Tyler Tynes had the opportunity to speak to students after the meeting to hear their reaction.
There's an old adage that says that people don't always like abrupt change in their lives, and nothing could ring any truer for the King's College Theater Department. Sophomore Communications and Theater double major Kara Medwick was more than disappointed at the responses.
I'm going to be honest right now. I'm actually very disappointed. I felt that they didn't give us what we wanted to hear. I did not hear any dates. I didn't hear any exact plans, and that's what I wanted to hear from this meeting, which I didn't get.
It was expressed at the meeting between the administration and the students that even though the plan was enacted and soon to be in action, there was no concrete timetable for when everything will be complete. With no guarantee and no actual time frame for when everything could be completed, it could greatly inconvenience the class of 2014 graduating with theater degrees. Current senior theater major Brandy George doesn't want her classmates to be left in a bad situation.
I'm graduating this year, and I'm just as much of upset about it because a lot of my friends, you know, are really worried about what they're doing next year. They want to know that they can graduate on time, and that shouldn't be a concern that they have. They should have the answers set forth, some kind of reassurance. But yeah, if I were a year behind where I am now, I'd definitely be worried.
For the physician assistant majors, their perspective on it is a little different. Some enjoy the idea of new classrooms for the major, while others oppose the change to the school. Sophomore physician assistant major Jackie Torres is eager about the new space, but doesn't think that it's worth a theater over two classrooms.
I definitely feel for the theater department after seeing everything unravel yesterday. I feel like in both parts there was a lot of like feelings and emotions. In the PA part, we're excited about it, but at the same time, I know for in my part, like I said, I feel for the theater and I wish that things would be done in a different way in which we wouldn't inconvenience the theater, because like as a PA major and an ongoing theater production viewer, I understand the hard work that they go through and all the aspects of the theater and that they do. So I really appreciate what they do for the college itself as well as the community. So taking away a semester from them is really an inconvenience that I definitely don't support. I would really like to see them do things in a different manner, especially things that were brought up yesterday, such as perhaps doing this in a different time where it wouldn't inconvenience the theater department just for two classrooms. Honestly, I don't think it's worth it.
There was no particular preference being felt during the meeting, but the students wanted to be known that they are a department, just like every other department on North River Street.
I don't think there's a preference for any program. I think every program is treated equally, but as to the respect aspect of it, we do sometimes get treated like an extracurricular activity, which isn't fair because we are a major and a minor program.
A lot of the things that you see us doing, productions, I mean, a lot of the work that goes into that are part of classroom experience and a lot of capstone projects. And it's not just that we meet for rehearsal for fun. I mean, I'm assistant directing because that's my track. I'm a director, you know, and that's what we're all here to do as part of our major, part of our career. It's not extracurricular at all.
For 8.5 News at 5, this is Tyler R. Tynes.